You're now listening to the English News Sepkeng Thue Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of January 16, General Thom Tha Vinh, Deputy Commander of the Army of the Royal Cambodian Army, led a delegation of officers and soldiers on a goodwill visit to Kang Tha City to extend New Year greetings to the city's leaders and residents. Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee Nguyen Ngoc Haer received the delegation. General Thom Tha Vinh highlighted the long-standing friendship and solidarity between Vietnam and Cambodia. He expressed gratitude to the leaders of Kang Tha City for their continued support to Cambodia in recent years. General Thom Tha Vinh extended New Year greetings to the Party Committee, government and people of Kang Tha City on the occasion of the traditional Vietnamese New Year. He expressed his hope for the continued strengthening of solidarity, friendship and cooperation between the two countries. On January 17 morning, a delegation from Kang Tha City, led by Mr. Nguyễn Trung Nhân, member of the Standing Committee of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People's Committee, visited and extended Lunar New Year greetings to several businesses and the families of former city leaders. The delegation visited and extended Lunar New Year greetings to Tân Cảng Sài Gòn Mekong Delta Branch, Cần Thơ Bus Station Joint Stock Company, and Cần Thơ Urban Construction Joint Stock Company, recognizing their contributions to the city's economic growth and social stability. Mr. Nguyễn Trung Nhân expressed his appreciation and wished the company success in achieving its goal in the new year. On January 16, Mr. Phan Văn Hiểu, Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People's Council, conducted an inspection of agricultural production activities in Cờ Đỏ District in preparation for the Lunar New Year. Mr. Phan Văn Hiểu commended the farmers' diligence and creativity and acknowledged Cờ Đỏ District agricultural sector effective guidance in achieving successful dead crop production. He emphasized the importance of supporting farmers in securing market access for ornamental flowers and fruit trees. He also stressed the need to promote the adaptation of advanced technologies and techniques to cultivate new ornamental flower varieties and explore integrated tourism models to cater to the evolving demands and preferences of tourists during the Lunar New Year. On January 16 afternoon, Cần Thơ City Journalists Association convened a meeting to review its 2024 accomplishment and outline its objective for 2025. In 2024, Cần Thơ City Journalists Association achieved notable milestones, enhancing political education and ethics aligned with Ho Chi Minh's ideology, organizing key events like the Spring Newspaper Festival and the 99th Vietnam Revolutionary Journalism Day, hosting the 18th Phan Ngoc Hiển Journalism Award with 321 entries, promoting success in journalism competitions, expanding the city journalism sports competition regionally, offering professional training to 18 members, and raising over 50 million Vietnamese dong to support sick members. On January 17 morning, Ninh Kiều District hosted a meeting to honor exemplary policies families in the area on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025. Mr. Phan Văn Hiểu, Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People's Council, attended the meeting. Mr. Phan Văn Hiểu expressed gratitude to policy beneficiaries, war invalids, and those with meritorious service for their sacrifices, extending New Year wish to affirming the party and state's commitment to honoring them. He called on authorities to improve their well-being and encourage families to uphold revolutionary traditions and serve as role models. City and district leaders also presented 100 gift packages worth 1.5 million each to exemplary families. The VNVC Vaccine and Biological Product Manufacturing Plant, a nearly 2,000 billion Vietnamese dong investment, is slated for construction in 2025. Notably, the facility will adhere to stringent LEED, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design standards, prioritizing environmental sustainability, energy efficiency, and a commitment to achieving net zero emissions, aligning with global trends. This marks a significant milestone for the Vietnamese vaccine industry, positioning it as the first to embrace such high environmental standards. By adhering to LEED principles, the plan contributes to Vietnam's national goal of achieving net zero greenhouse gas emission by 2050. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.